For whatever reason, in the days after Ben Rifkin's murder, you became concerned about your friend Jacob's role in it?
Objection. Overruled.
You can answer, Derek.
Yes.
Was there anything in particular besides his temper that made you suspicious of Jacob?
Yes, he had a knife. It was like kind of an army knife, like a combat knife. It had this really, really sharp blade with all these teeth. It was a really scary knife.
You saw this knife yourself?
Yeah, Jake showed it to me. He even brought it to school once.
Why did he bring it to school?
Objection.
Sustained. Did he show you the knife once at school?
Yeah, he showed me.
Did he say why he was showing it to you?
No.
Did he tell you why he wanted a knife at all?
I think he just thought it was cool.
And how did you react when you saw the knife? I was like, dude, that's cool. You weren't bothered by it?
No.
Concerned?
No, not then.
Was Ben Rifkin around when Jacob produced the knife that day?
No, nobody knew Jake had the knife. That's the thing, he was just walking around with it. It was like Jake had this secret.
Where did he carry the knife?
In his backpack or his pocket.
Did he ever show it to anyone else or threaten anyone with it?
No.
All right, so Jacob had a knife. Was there anything else that made you suspicious of your friend Jacob in the hours and days after Ben Rifkin was murdered?
Well, like I said, at the very beginning, nobody knew what happened. And then it kind of came out that Ben got killed with a knife in Cold Spring Park, and I just kind of knew.
Knew what?
Knew, I mean, I felt like he probably did it.
Objection.
Sustained. The jury will disregard the last answer. How did you know Jacob?
Objection.
Sustained. Move on, Mr. LeJudas. LeJudas pursed his lips, regrouped. Did Jacob ever talk about a website called The Cutting Room?
Yes.
Would you tell the jury what is The Cutting Room?
It's like a porn site, kind of, only it's just stories and anyone can write stories and post them there.
What kind of stories?
Like S&M, I guess. I don't really know. It's like sex and violence.
Did Jacob talk about the site often?
Yeah, he liked it, I guess. He used to go there a lot.
Did you go there? Sheepish, blushing.
No, I didn't like it.
Did it bother you that Jacob went there?
No, it's his business.
Did Jacob ever show you a story on The Cutting Room that described Ben Rifkin's murder?
Yes.
When did Jacob show you this story?
Like late April, I think.
After the murder?
Yeah, a few days after.
What did he tell you about it?
He just said he had this story he wrote and he posted it on this message board.
You mean he posted it online for other people to read?
Yeah.
And did you read the story?
Yes.
How did you find it?
Jacob sent me a link.
How? Email? Facebook?
Facebook? No. Anyone could have seen it. I think it was email. So I went to the site and I read it.